Welcome to the deep dive. Thanks for sending that material. We're focusing today on LUGAS. That's LUGAS, and it's pronounced Lugas.
Exactly. And our plan today is to really get under the hood of this Lugas system. It's a big part of the German gambling regulation, the GlücksTV.
Right. And it seems designed to sort of walk that line between player protection and regulatory oversight. Let's try and understand how it works.
Sounds good. It's definitely a key piece for anyone involved in online gambling in Germany.
Okay, so starting off, Lugas. The sources call it the Cross-Province Gambling Supervision System. What is that, in simple terms?
Well, yeah, that's the official name.
Yeah.
Think of Lugas as a central electronic system. It was set up under the State Treaty on Gambling, the GlücksTV.
A central system.
Yeah, and its core component is this database. They call it the limit file. This file basically keeps track of deposit limits for every player across all the licensed online gambling sites in Germany.
Across all of them. Wow. So it creates like a unified picture.
Exactly. A single view of a player's deposit activity, no matter where they play.
Okay. So the main idea then is helping people gamble responsibly, preventing them from, you know, going overboard.
Absolutely. That's the primary goal. Lugas is there to enforce a hard limit on how much money someone can deposit online each month. By tracking it everywhere, it aims to stop excessive gambling.
And this limit, it's $1,000 a month, right? How strictly is that enforced? Is it just a guideline?
Oh, it's strict. Definitely enforced. It's a $1,000 monthly deposit limit, full stop.
Fair, fair.
Every time you try to deposit money with a licensed German operator, the request goes straight to the Lugas system. It's a real-time check.
Real-time.
Yeah. And if your total deposits for that calendar month across all the sites you use have already hit that 1,000 first threshold,
then what happened?
Then Lugas blocks any more deposits.
Yeah.
You simply can't add more funds until the first day of the next month. It's quite a robust control mechanism.
Okay. That is pretty significant. What if, say, a player wants to set a lower limit for themselves? Can they do that?
Yes, definitely. And that's an important part of the player control aspect. If you decide, okay, I only want to deposit 200 euro this month, you can set that lower limit. And it takes effect immediately.
Immediately, okay.
But if you want to increase it later, maybe back up to the standard 1,000 or potentially even higher.
Higher than 1,000?
It is possible, yeah. But only after a specific affordability check, like a credit check. But any increase, even just back to 1,000, has a mandatory 7-day waiting period.
Ah, a cooling off period. Makes sense.
Exactly. It's designed to prevent impulsive decisions about raising limits. Gives you a week to think it over.
Right. Now, this sounds like a lot of data moving around. What information do the gambling providers actually manage through Lugas?
They have authorized access for specific necessary tasks. So things like registering a new player within the Lugas system itself,
okay,
keeping player data correct, updating addresses or IDs, and of course, processing the deposits, checking them against the limit file. They also handle requests to change those deposit limits we just talked about, all through Lugas.
So Lugas is kind of the central hub for all this player financial activity data in the licensed German market. What about when someone's done playing? Like they close their accounts. What happens to their data in Lugas?
Good question. When you close your account with a provider, that provider is legally required to make sure your personal data associated with their service is deleted from the Lugas system.
Right. Data protection rules still apply.
Absolutely.
And who pays for all this? Running a big central system like Lugas must cost something.
It does. And the cost falls onto the license holders, the online gambling companies themselves. They pay fees to the German regulatory authorities, and that money supports the operation and maintenance of Lugas.
Okay, got it. So just to wrap our heads around this, Lugas, this cross-province system, is basically the central engine for controlling deposits in German online gambling.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's trying to build in player protection, that 1,000 limit, the cooling off period, while also giving regulators a clear view of what's happening.
Precisely. It's a really interesting case study in using a centralized, data-heavy approach to tackle potential gambling harms.
It really is. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Thinking beyond gambling, could this kind of centralized data system designed to monitor and limit potentially harmful behavior be useful elsewhere? Or, you know, would it be desirable? Think about other regulated areas.
That's a complex question. Balancing individual freedom with harm prevention through data.
Definitely something to think about. Lots to unpack there. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
My pleasure.